So we raised this subject this morning. Give an unemployed person a benefit check, and some economists will say it's a disincentive for working. We started talking about that this morning. Give a banker a multi-million-dollar bonus check, though, and some of those same economists call the bonus an incentive to be a financial entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, that's a kind of a strange logic.
We call it a form of social welfare if it's a jobless person, but whether we call it social welfare or a jobless bonus, you've all been thinking about the millions of people who have already lost and stand to lose their unemployment benefits. And the conversation is going strong at thetakeaway.org. So let's these voices buy the unemployment as disincentive to work idea.
I had unemployment myself for about 6 months, and I think in the United States I was the person that sent the most resumes and applied to more places than anybody else probably, but it's just that I see it around me, people that have unemployment for a year, year and a half, 2 years, and they're really, I don't see them working for a job.
Well,
I'm all for people getting their unemployment benefits, but people have to make sure that they're applying to all jobs. What if they lose theirs? Just because you lost your job where you were making $100,000 a year doesn't mean you can't go back and bust tables to make ends meet.
But it's demoralizing, as you can hear.
Well, I'm sure that after you've sent out 100 resumes and haven't gotten a call back, that's the disincentive right there.
Right, and it's both. It's the check plus the demoralization of the very difficult economy. But these next two people say benefit checks actually are an incentive. They help in certain ways but make other decisions harder.
Hi, my name's Mike Budrody. I'm from Leonard, Michigan. I was on unemployment for almost 2 years, and luckily I'm back to work now, but unemployment can be a deterrent to work a little bit because of the way they run it. If you're making so much a month and you go to get a smaller job and you lose benefits because of it, it's hard for you to go back to work and lose that extra money.
Hey, it's Matt calling from Brooklyn. I think it's obvious that unemployment creates a disincentive for work, but if you increase the incentive too much to look, people in desperation may take jobs that are not well suited to their skills, and in the end, that'll also be bad for society. So in a sense, unemployment benefits create a little more space to search properly and match people to better jobs in the long term.
You know, that's the same sort of logic that they use for bankers. It's actually interesting. You get to think strategically if unemployment benefits give you the space to do it.
I think that may be the case in some situations, but it's just knowing some of the people that I know that have been looking and looking and looking and still not finding a job, I find it hard to accept the idea that unemployment benefits are hurting them. I think that what's hurting them is the fact that the Labor Department says that there's one job for every five people that need them.
Well, I love what Matt said there. It's people stay on unemployment and wait for the right job to come along, and in the end, that's what's going to stick.
Right.
These last two people have some interesting ideas about how thinking strategically is something that government should be doing, not just individual workers. Listen to this one.
The fastest growing sector in the American economy the last 15 to 20 years has been small business. When you are self-employed and your business goes under, you are not entitled to any unemployment benefits. So I've had years where I've put in over $100,000 in taxes, but I'm not entitled to collect any unemployment benefits should I need them.
Entrepreneurs get burned, but here it's a moral question.
My name is Madonna. I think the government needs to continue the unemployment benefits for people until they do find a job. I think it's very disrespectful that the people we have elected into office are questioning the work ethics of the American citizen.
Taking unemployment advice from the employed senators and congressmen on Capitol Hill. A good point, Madonna.
Disrespect. That's what it's all about.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.